Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, 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 everybody. I am so honored that you would give me and trust me with a half an hour of your life and time for my thoughts, my continual commiseration and meditation on the profound subject of love. I've been at this now 7 years, and I'll stay at it as long as I can and as much as I have air in my lungs and my vocal cords will work. Welcome to the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love because I believe lesser values than love truly do devolve and slide into the rabbit hole of hate. That void of hate is not worth living in on any level at any time or any season or segment of my life. So here we go. Here we go with a few things that just keep my feet moving, my heart beating, my mind activated, and I'm hoping that it does that for you. I'll start here in a moment with the Lord's Prayer, and then I'll take you to a little creed, a very little creed, not on this on the same level as the Apostles' Creed or other creeds, but it's my own personal creed. It's called Love's Creed. We'll get to that in a minute. But the Lord's Prayer is where I like to begin, and I invite you to join me. I pray with my eyes open. Of course, I can't see what you're going to do, but hey, give it a try. It's a little freaky, and I think it's beneficial on some level. Join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. A short paragraph of prayer, and in fact, in my own opinion, I think Jesus says you don't have to pray a volume of words, an encyclopedia worth of words. Just give me your attention to these matters and give God your attention to these matters, and you will have prayed even if you say 30 seconds of this, much less 30 hours in a week. Just say the Lord's Prayer. When you don't have any other prayers to pray, at least say that prayer. All right, Love's Creed, something I wrote for me at a time when I needed it for a New Year's resolution. And it stuck. It really did. It hung up in my mind and heart in a powerful way. And I've edited it over time to this. It's a creed that keeps me focused on the profound mountain climb of love. All right, let me read it to you in total. Then I'll go back and invite you. Repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right. See that? I don't know if you can really catch my heart about that or not, but my heart about it really is this. I have never tired of those words. It keeps my full attention. Now, if you'd like to repeat after me, I'd invite you to do so. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs. Locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, if you'd like a copy of that, send me an email, randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail.com. I'd be delighted to send you a copy, and I'm not going to BS you for a fundraiser or anything else, just as a matter of service to you. Well, today I want to break down again something that has really taken root in me, and that is obviously the subject of love, but how does love make this this life a thing of beauty? How does love make my life a functioning, there's the word I want, a real functioning and functional capacity, practically speaking, and even when it gets impractical? Because, oh, baby, I'm going to tell you, love can get real impractical when you're challenged to be a loving human being. But how can I hang in there with love when it seems like the whole wide world is determined to blow love up? Well, if everybody else gets blown up because they've given in to that temptation, I'm going to remain a lover, and I'm asking you and inviting you, come join me over here. Let's get over here and find a way to hang on to this subject of love, because honestly, that's what makes life work. And here's a statement of purpose I want to give you that I've given this to you in little bits and pieces at other times, but I want you to hear it again like you've never heard it. And that is this, that when we decide to love all people, and hear that, when we decide, I am going to love all people. Now, let me stop for a moment and remind you, at this moment, I'm talking about people. Yeah, people. Yeah, those people and those other people, all people everywhere at all times. When I have made this trek, I've gotten out my emotional psychological map, and I've said, I'm going to be a lover of all people. You're going to find out this in a hurry. It is the most conflicting and confusing challenge you'll ever embrace. I know that to be a fact. And if you've done it on any authentic level, you know it to be a fact, too, that when you have made a decision, when you are making a decision, when the deciding point in your life is to be a lover of all people, I'm emphasizing people now, you will find out how conflicting and confusing that challenge can be. Yeah, I know you're saying, oh, hurry up now, because you're losing me on being a lover. Hang in there. I want to make this point deadly clear. To be a lover of all people is confusing and conflicting. And I'm convinced that's a part of the benefit, because there's nothing in my life or your life that we have achieved or grown into or become a better human being by, but what we had to get through the conflicts and the challenges of learning that. You know, I've gotten a college degree. I've gotten a postgraduate studies and a master's in management. I understand the conflict and the challenge of things like that. And would I do it all over again? Let me tell you, yes, I would, because it grew me up. It enlightened me in places I would not have been enlightened all by myself. Now, that is an illustration of what I'm saying here about love, that we be PhD level people of love, to grasp, to embrace, hang on tight to this ride of love. It's going to give you, like any roller coaster, it's going to give you moments of wondering, are we ever going to get to some fun part? And it's also going to give you moments of saying, whoa, this is scary. And it's also going to give you moments of, whoa, that was totally worth it. That's how love and any kind of real challenge in life will work. I just know that when I decide to love all people, remember that phrase, all people, that all people are going to come in all different sizes and shapes, psychological makeup. They're going to come in all kinds of emotional stability, instability. All people are going to come with their political ideas. All people are going to come at me with their pains and their seriously injured lives, or they're going to come to me with their esoteric, high and mighty ways of looking at the world. Philosophically, they're going to be, I don't know, maybe in some level they're going to be arrogant, and maybe philosophically they've paid the price of achieving some notoriety. But whatever the case, when I've decided to love all people, I'm including all of those folks and many, many other descriptors. And I'm asking you to join me, no matter what those challenges are that we're going to embrace through this kind of love, do it anyway. Do it anyway. Why? Because the reward is knowing that then, and only then, you'll be living your life, I'll be living my life for a higher purpose than simply meeting my own needs. Than simply meeting your own needs. When life devolves into simply meeting my needs, and there are few, if any, others on that list, my life is crunching down into something quite dark. It's devolving into something that is untenable, it's unlivable, and it's unreasonable in this big 8 billion people on planet Earth project. Because, yeah, here we are. I've said this phrase now, what, how many times? 4 or 5 times? All people. Well, right now there's about 8 billion all people on this big blue space canoe. And if my goal, if my purpose, if my aim is to love all people, well, now I've got a lot of idiosyncrasies lined up in those 8 billion people. I've got at least 8 billion idiosyncrasies facing me. So that's my point. But if I decide I'm just going to be the only person that I'm going to live for, well, now I've devolved life down from the broad expanse of 8 billion folks down to me. And that kind of living is, it's psychologically dismissive of the beauty, the potential beauty and magnificence of human existence. Human existence is, I believe, intended for the expansiveness of 8 billion people. The expansiveness of who they are, what they are, how angry are they, how dangerous are they, how beautiful, how magnificent, how sweet and simple and enlightening and encouraging are all those 8 billion people. To love all people is an expansive opportunity for me and for you to be alive, really alive. Mark Twain once said, one of the things we must do. Now, this is in a time when worldwide travel was a dangerous life and death experience. But Mark Twain said the most dangerous place for you to just hole up and live in is just where you live and breathe and eat and sleep and you're drawing water and cooking food and you just there with you and your cabin and your little front yard. And he said, that's a dangerous little spot to live. But when you want your life to be expansive, you got to get out there. You got to get out there and see people, know people, hear people, find people, and love people. Now, I kind of blended Randy Dean in there with Mark Twain. I'm going to break my arm and pat myself on the back for making a hybrid of Mark Twain and Randy Dean. But I hope you get my point. To love all people is the most conflicting and confusing challenge you'll ever embrace. But do it anyway, because the reward is knowing you'll be living your life for a higher purpose than simply meeting your own needs. I've just had the pleasure and the oh my goodness, such an honor in my life to do a little bit of traveling. Nothing like Mark Twain. But I've been to what is Russia now. It was the former Soviet Union, just as they were transitioning out of being the Soviet Union into the Republic of Russia. And in that journey of a few weeks that my wife and I went to Moscow and what was then Leningrad, it's now St. Petersburg, and Tallinn, Estonia, the expansive review of loving people in a whole other culture, it just rocked our world. Now, I don't have time to unpack all of that, but that's an example. And to see these people coming out of the depths and the darkness of the Soviet Union was a phenomenal experience. I've also had the pleasure of being to the nation of Ukraine. And this is much after the Soviet Union collapsed and Ukraine was an independent nation. Wow, what an experience. Those people rocked my world. Once again, I don't have time to explain all of that, but their color, their charisma, their passion. Woo, it's like a whole nation of type A people. I think right now of Russia attacking Ukraine, I think, well, I would have picked on somebody a little less type A than that nation, because they're not going to take getting pushed around. That's what I experienced while I was there, but I experienced it in a delightful way, and I spent 2 weeks just soaking a culture and a people and loving these people. I fell in love with hundreds, thousands of people that I had the pleasure of being with and ministering to and preaching to and praying for. Oh my goodness, what a joyous experience. Now here's what I'm saying to you. My life expanded at the speed of love. My life grew because I got out of my own needs. I went to Ukraine with, there was so many other things right here in home that I was concerned about. It was hard. It was really hard to pull myself together and get all my priorities put together and that trip planned. But I did it. But I did it with a sense of, I should just stay home. But I pushed past that. I hope you get what I'm saying. I pushed past my selfishness because I was called to be a lover of those people in Ukraine, and I am forever the better person for it. Another place where I've traveled to learn people that I would never have learned any other way is the nation of Mexico. I've been to a wide variety of mountain villages in central Mexico where I've preached my little heart out for pastors in little churches. I'm talking about one church we went to where I spoke. They were still building these makeshift little pews for this outdoor church when we got there for my day-long services along with these people. It was so delightful, and they were so beautiful. They treated us like we were royalty. It was just, I don't know, five or six of us, and I walked away from there after having preached nearly all day long after they finished making their homemade pews. I walked away from there thinking, oh, I am a rich man. And now why is that? Now why am I telling you all of that? Because most of you won't go to Russia or Ukraine or Mexico on that level. But most of you, all of you, myself included, can continue to still decide, I'm going to love all people everywhere. And that equation is 8 billion people strong. And what happens when I decide to make that love real in my life is I grow out of myself and away from the darkness and the cynical way of life in being selfish and self-serving. And I start living my life for a higher purpose than simply meeting my own needs. I'm going to quote from the notoriously famous love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. One little sentence, one little phrase from 1 Corinthians 13 says, love does not seek its own. Love does not seek its own. To put it in Randy Dean language, as I'm saying it to you, love seeks the greater good of all humanity at the risk of losing my own self-purposes. But in losing them, Jesus said, if you lay down your life, you'll pick up your life. That's a paraphrase. To lay down my life is to risk it all in order to pick up my life and to live it for a grander vista of the wide expanse of however many years I'm on this planet. This wide expanse of experiencing people at every level. You know, I have eyes just like anybody, and I've been through a lot of phases and a lot of fads in this world. And, you know, I think I've been privileged and honored to see people in a lot of different expressions. I've been through the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and I'm just happy, pleased as punch to be here in the 21st century. And having seen it all in that regard, let me rephrase that. Having seen all of that in this regard, I'm going to tell you the decision to love all in the middle of that is life-changing. To decide to love, to decide to be a lover of all people, and move me out of my own little self. Excuse me, I sneezed there. I'm glad I got the mute button in a hurry. To decide to love people at that level has grown me and given me a delight for life. I've spent 20 plus years preaching in youth camps, two different specific camps over at least 20 years, more than that actually. And as a person two and three times the age of the people I'm preaching to in those youth camps, I grew to a point where I said, you know, I'm tired of hearing adults disparage and diminish young people. Anytime conversations have come up and people shake their heads and say, young people these days, and then you fill in the blank and they commiserate how youth today are going to hell in a handbasket. And I've always, since I've had this great experience of loving all people at all times, it's grown me out of myself to look at those young people and say, ain't they grand? Ooh, look at those children. They're going to make a big, beautiful life, and they're going to make a few big, beautiful messes along the way, just like me. Just like all the old folks complaining about those young folks. They're going to make a big, beautiful life out of whatever comes and goes. Love, I say, is the ultimate optimism. Love is the ultimate positivity. Not in, again, unicorn and cotton candy ways, but love is the ultimate optimism of recognizing that I will get what I give when it comes to the 8 billion folks living on this planet. And if I give cynicism, if I give doubt, if I give hate, if I give fear, well, what you plant is what you'll reap, what you've sown. Karma is another way to put it. Now, for Randy Dean and Love's Creed and this project that I'm doing here, Alive to Love, I'm saying to you that as we view all 8 billion folks, how about we be a lover of all people? And that's going to be the hardest, most complex, challenging life you'll ever think of embracing. But it'll give you a bigger life, a better life, a life built by monuments and moments, and a life that will be built upon some momentum. Love is the ultimate optimism, because love never fails, and love does not seek its own, 1 Corinthians 13. So I'm enjoying giving you this challenge. I'm enjoying a life that's lived for love alone. So loving all people, here's the statement of what today, a summary. Loving all people is one of the most conflicting and confusing challenges you will ever embrace. do it anyway. Because the reward is knowing you're living your life for a higher purpose than simply meeting your own needs. I am so glad that trajectory has arrived in my life. Didn't arrive easy. It certainly didn't come to me by one morning waking up and feeling all cheery. No, it arrived at my doorstep through many, many tears, many, many disappointments, but I wouldn't trade it for anything in the universe. Builds a bigger life, a better life. It builds moments and monuments and a momentum for a beautiful experience in this big, wide world. And I'm just going to bring this to a close now. Invite you. Let's take some good cleansing breaths, shall we? On the count of three, take the deepest, healthiest breath you can. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. I'm giving you a sample. Try that. 3 to 5 minutes every day. Breathe deep. Breathe slow. Take it in with determination to be calm, to be a person of peace. And why should we do something like that? Well, here's one of the challenges I close every Alive to Love podcast with, and that is the biggest mistake we make in this world is thinking we still have time. Be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. And who should I love? All people everywhere. Yeah, people. Love. 8 billion of them. Grow your life beyond yourself. Because the biggest mistake we make, yeah. So let's not make that mistake. Let's be present. Let's be kind. Let's love more and love now. Mother Teresa, one of my favorite historical characters, and what a character she was, said these words. Go into the world today and love the people you meet. See, there it is. Loving all people. Love the people you meet, not just the handpicked folks, not just the people you decided, okay, I'm going to love this one and those I'm going to ignore. No, no. She said, go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. And what I'm saying to you here today is, oh, baby. Out of all 8 billion of us on this planet, on this big blue space canoe, it seems to me we have mastered the science of ugly, haven't we? It's going to require of us one or two or three or four or however many of us, 8 billion folks, to decide, I'm going to do something beautiful. Ugly is getting done to death. Do something beautiful, folks. Beauty saves the world. All 8 billion of us. Beauty saves the world. Now, here's one challenge that I can give you as a practical challenge. I wish I could see your face as I do this. Say the three most holy, magical, charmed, and beautiful words in the human language. Say it. Maybe practice alone and say, I love you. You. There's a thousand reasons why it's awkward to say that, even by yourself, much less by looking somebody square in the eye and say, I love you. I'm suggesting it's worth the risk of the awkward weirdness. And yeah, explain yourself. Yeah, if you have to tell somebody why you did it, just explain it. But say it anyway. Do it anyway. Because you will expand your life beyond just living for yourself. I love you. Y'all are amazing. Happy trails and God bless you.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.